When love takes up his arms, all force must yield. He will be victor, his must be the field. Vain is resistance, no force could e'er withstand the swift winged shaft sent by his nimble hand. Celia brings honor, chastity, and fame, not dreaming but they can resist the same. But that they were not proof, the nymph soon found, for through them all love did her bosom wound.
On the banks of a river, close under a shade, young Celia and Strephon one evening were laid. The youth pleaded strongly for the fruits of his love, but honor had won her his flames to reprove. She cried, "Where's the luster when clouds shade the sun? Or what is rich nectar, the taste being gone? Amongst flowers on the stalk, sweetest odors do dwell. The rose being gathered, it loseth its smell."
"My dearest of nymphs," the brisk shepherd replied, "if e'er thou wouldst argue, begin on love's side. In matters of state, let all reason be shown. But love is a power, will be ruled by his own. Nor need the coy lasses be counted so rare, for scandal can touch the chaste and the fair. Most scarce are the joys love's alembic does fill, and roses are sweetest when brought to the still."
"But alas," cried the nymph, "when my beauty is gone, love will surely take wing and will leave us to moan. But honors more lasting where virtue does reign, it finds no decay, but for I will remain, and freshly will blossom, although in the grave. When love is forgotten, it trophies will have. Oh, think of Diana, the hunter's chase queen, how she for her virtue renowned hath been."
"No more of these fancies," then Strephon replied, "but let this cool shade your coy blushes now hide. For what were such creatures by heaven first made? Or why was love sent to this great world to invade? If's powers too so weak, too fond virtue to yield, and such a bright beauty could chaste him the field. No more of this coyness, my Celia, no more. Let's riot in pleasures and never give o'er."
The nymph with such blushes that ushers the morn turned from him her face whilst fair tresses adorn her ivory white shoulders, and faintly thus said, "Forbear now to tempt thus a harmless young maid to such fond enjoyments as virtue will maim. 'Tis pleasures more lasting, sweet Strephon, I aim. For lost virgin honor there's naught can repair, and she that doth lose it no longer is fair."
Yet sighing the shepherd his suit did renew, and implored that since she her kind heart did subdue, she'd own the poor victim her eyes did obtain, and no longer requite his kind love with disdain. But whilst the young kids and the lambs they did play, and the bleating flocks o'er the plains they did stray, upon the blue bed of sweet violets that she would yield him her and forever be free.
Must I break all my vows? The fair nymph did return with eyes that like Phoebus at noonday did burn. Oh, what will the world of poor Celia then say if she should the laws of love's archer obey, who his bow and his shaft so oft have despised, and still smiled at those o'er whom love tyrannized? But why should I name it? I may do so still. With that a soft sigh her bosom did fill.
Which Strephon well nothing full soon he espies, a yielding to love in Celia's bright eyes, and though coyly she seems his suit to gainsay, yet he found by her glasses she soon would obey. When he in his arms the fair nymph did embrace, and cried, "My sweet Celia, oh, turn not thy face, for the world is benighted, the sun wants away, and your eyes turn from me no longer 'tis day."
Then sighing and blushing, they long time sat mute, no longer being able 'gainst love to dispute. "Oh, honor," she cried, "must I bid thee adieu? And what I have heard of love must I prove true. But alas, should I yield now, dear Strephon, and there her sighs and her blushes the rest did declare, which the shepherd to smother embraced with a kiss, and after some struggling she yielded to bliss.
And under the shade by a murmuring spring,
love sweets they enjoyed whilst birds they do sing,
and warbled their ditties the lovers do cheer,
who offer to Venus without any fear.
No more that she her honor opposes to love,
but under each shade does the pleasure approve.
Though blushing seems coy, yet she burns with desire,
and in her soft breast she does cherish love's fire.